down here at the CUNA GAC conference, of all people.
We're glad you're at the CUNA GAC.
How are you?
Good to be with you.
Good to be with you as well. Thanks for taking time out to chat with us. I appreciate
it. Pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, this is a very busy time for you.
It is, but it's obviously a good, you know, last year was my first time. I had no idea what to expect. So it was kind of a roller coaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the A ticket, so to speak, or the E ticket. But now I've been on the roller coaster before, so it's still fun, it's still busy, but I at least know where some of the twists and turns and ills are. So.
Exactly.
But I'm having a good time.
Good, good, good. All right, what's the buzz of the show this year? I mean, we're all about embracing change and innovation and things like that. I mean, what are you hearing?
I would say that is the buzz.
Okay.
I mean, innovation, change, disruption. Credit unions, as you know, was the kind of the original disruptor in the financial services marketplace at the turn of the last century up to 1934. I mean, that was the big kickoff. We have that same opportunity now.
Mm-hmm.
So many of the vendors, the speakers that are coming before the GAC, much of the discussion that we're doing in some of the breakout sessions is about how we can be a game changer, how we can be that disruptor, how we can provide quality services, ease of use, and innovations to the marketplace.
Okay.
And that's a lot of the buzz that's going on.
Yeah, exactly. And so how do you, I mean, we come here and we get all amped up about all the messaging and the embracing the changes.
Right.
How do we carry that through the rest of the year? How do we keep that adrenaline going throughout the rest of the year?
Well, that's why I'm focused on, because that's the why, right? We want to be that. That's where we want to go. That's the vision, is we want to be the new disruptor in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
That's the why we're doing all of the things we're doing, such as creating awareness about the credit union difference, because not enough people know
that
we're an alternative. Or they may go past one of our credit unions and say, well, that's a bank, right? Or that's like a bank.
Right.
We don't want to be like a bank.
No.
We want to be distinguishable.
Exactly.
We want to be different. We want to be unique. And we want that uniqueness to be part of what is actually disrupting and selling. And then the second part of it is, this is all about advocacy. Whether we're talking to a member of Congress in their office on Capitol Hill, whether we're talking to a regulator, or we meet somebody out on the street here in Washington or back home, and they say, hey, what? I see credit unions are in town. What's a credit union?
Exactly.
We can say, this is the credit union difference, and talk to them, you know, about why that's, in today's age, unique and important and different and something that's providing value and trust and into the marketplace.
Indeed. I want to talk about something that's near and dear to your heart and something that you have a lot of experience in. It's an election year.
Yeah.
And so how is that going to affect our lives here?
Well, there's a good news, bad news.
Okay.
The good news is that it provides a real focal point. People are focused on the elections. They know that credit unions, for instance, through our political action committee, we have now the fifth biggest political action committee of trade associations in the country, something we've grown this last couple of years, really focused on that.
Mm-hmm.
So our political involvement through that, our political involvement back home in advocacy, Iowa's already gone through it, South Carolina.
Yeah,
our credit union members have already been involved and engaged in those kinds of activities.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, getting that message out. That's the good news, right?
Okay.
So it's a focal point. The bad news, as you know, in the media business, it sucks the oxygen out of the air. So everything is about Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. Everything is about, you know, how thick the heels were of one candidate's boots or, you know, I mean, it's just...
It does. It gets very...
And I mean, I've been in it, so I'm not surprised. I don't want to make it sound like, oh, gosh, Jim didn't understand. No, but that's the bad news, because it can take you off your game.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at this as a building year. Let's practice this year.
Right.
Let's get ready. Let's get busy about this so that when the oxygen comes back after the election,
mm-hmm.
when we have a new Congress,
mm-hmm.
new president, new NCUA,
mm-hmm.
all sorts of different opportunities, we're ready to punch through.
And that's where the advocacy comes in.
Exactly.
Big time. Because, I mean, we're going to have to reintroduce ourselves to a new crop of representatives.
Precisely.
So
that's
it's this never-ending cycle that we have to go through each and every 2 years,
that's
four
exactly
years.
Exactly right.
So,
that's exactly right.
All right.
It's unique in a presidential year, though, but because, you know, the president comes in, whole new administration, new NCUA.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some obvious things that are different in a presidential year, but you're right. It's every 2 years.
Yep.
It really
indeed
is.
Okay. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about the changes that took place at CUNA this year.
Yeah.
Some big changes. How has that gone? I mean, we talked to some of the CEO and the compliance officer, all the guys and gals working for you. Great people, all of them. How has that affected CUNA this year? What
Well, I mean, a couple of things. First is we did a number of efficiency changes. We were able to reduce the budget over $2 million and just, you know, just recognize that we've got to do things differently. Got to do be a little leaner, a little you know, more nimble. Things like that are just you know, kind of a big bureaucracy. Every trade association is going through it or is about to go through it. They haven't gone through it. They're about to. Seriously, every big one has gone through it.
Yeah.
And so it's not unique to CUNA. But that's the first is get efficient, get ready, get organized in a whole new way to deliver value. The second is to reduce dues. That was another big part. We wanted to reduce about 7% basically is what the reduction in dues would be on the average for a member.
Okay.
And then the third thing is we are redoing our bylaws to give an opportunity to introduce a whole new membership model, interdependent with our league still, even though it's not a you know, an obligated dual membership.
Right.
But one that we think provides market forces and a much more deliberate relationship in people's trade association, meaning this. When many folks came into the credit union association over the last, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, it was because of pure loyalty. You had to join.
Yeah.
People are asking different questions today. They're saying, hey, whoa, loyalty, I appreciate that. What do I get?
Yeah.
What are you doing for me?
Yeah.
What have you done for me lately? What value? What's the bottom line? I mean, all these questions that everyone's asking about everything, so it's not unusual.
Right.
But CUNA's gone through that. We're going through that. We're in the process of a bylaw vote we're very excited about. And we think that as a result, along with our advocacy agenda, we're ready to just really launch.
It sounds like it's going to be a quite a, I don't want to say tumultuous year, but a year of change. And next year as well, 2017 as well. So very cool stuff. All right, wrap-up question, because I know you're going in 100 different directions. A 2016 forecast, you can get your crystal ball out. How do you see this year shaping up and possibly ending up?
You know, from a you know, from an internal side, we think there's more changes coming. We were just talking about many of them. We're very excited about them, and we think it puts us in a strong position to be the strongest advocate for credit unions. Number one, on the external side, what we're doing is we're trying to get people to understand that it's no longer something that you can delegate to somebody else. Their involvement in the credit union movement, whether it's in advocacy or creating awareness, is a personal activity.
Yeah.
Don't just go hire a lobbyist. In fact, I tell people this. They sometimes look at me nuts when I say this, but don't just send me a dues check and think you've done your job. I mean, I said this from the stage, it's not really the right way to say it, but it's not, you
know,
just ask not what your, you know, association can do for you. Ask what you can do.
Right.
And I tell people, I'm not sure. I mean, I want to be your association partner, but association is not a building. It's not a book. It's not a bylaws. It's you and me working in association to go get something done.
Yeah, it's team. It's
a
team.
So if we can get the inside game and the outside game working together, I think not only 2016 will be a good organization year, but it means we can really launch for 2017, and that's going
to
be great.
Indeed. Great message to end on. Jim, thank you so
thank
much.
You, Mike.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy the rest of the show. Pace yourself, my man.
We will.
All right.
All right.